A conferência agora está sendo gravada.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we'd like to welcome everybody to Tarpon conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Rafael Sonder. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, there will be a question and answer session. At this time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Rafael Sonder, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Rafael Sonder, you may begin the conference.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Thanks for attending this call. Boa tarde a todos. Obrigado por participar do nosso call de resultados. Iremos conduzir este call em inglês. Porém, todas as informações aqui divulgadas são parte da nossa divulgação de resultado, que se encontra em nosso website. We're very glad to present our operating and financial performance for the third quarter of 2012. On page three, we'll move to the quarter's highlights. Assets under management amounted to 8.1 billion as of September 30th, 2012, a 30% increase when compared to the same period of last year. As of September 30th, portfolio funds hybrid strategy posted net returns of 7.7% for the quarter, and portfolio funds long-only equity strategy posted returns of 7.4% versus a return of 8.4% from the Ibovespa index. All these figures are in US dollars. Gross revenues amounted to 21.6 in the third quarter of 2012 and 81.4 in the 9 months of 2012, a quarter-over-quarter increase of 31% to 2012. Net income in the third quarter of 2012 amounted to 8.1 million for the 9 months ended September 30th. Net income was 32.2 million. On September 2012, Tarpon announced a new fund complex named Tarpon Partners, which started with commitments valued at approximately 2.5 billion reais. Out of these 2.5 billion reais, approximately 20% are new commitments, while the remaining 80% are from pre-existing investors of Tarpon. The main objective of creating Tarpon Partners are extend the quality of profile of Tarpon's clients and significantly increase Tarpon's capacity to carry out illiquid investments in accordance with its long-term investment strategy. Tarpon Partners' portfolio will comprise liquid investments and illiquid investments, including, among other, private equity investments, publicly held securities issued by companies where Tarpon seeks to be involved in the management of such companies. The illiquid investments may represent up to 75% of Tarpon's partners' assets. We view that the flexibility to invest in both asset classes enables Tarpon to capture varying opportunity sets and market shifts in public and private equities. Tarpon Partners' management fee is 0.75% per annum, and the performance fee will be charged at the rate of 20% over IPCA inflation plus 6% per annum. Performance fee will be first charged in June 2013 and thereafter every 2 years. Now, I'd like to move to page four, where we can find our AUM composition. It is always important to mention that we continue attracting and retaining a sophisticated investor base that is aligned with our investment philosophy and with a long-term investment profile, such as endowment, foundations, sovereign wealth funds, and pension plans. This investor base is of great importance as it provides the necessary reliability of capital, allowing us to pursue the best investment opportunities in the long run. Also, I'd like to highlight that our AUM is comprised 10% of proprietary capital. This is very important as the management and partners of Tarpon are an extremely relevant investor of the funds that we manage. On page five, we briefly show our two investment strategy, which is the way at which we look at our business. Portfolio funds comprise of the Tarpon funds that have flexibility to invest in either public equities or private equities held in companies in Brazil. And co-investment strategy, which serves as a sidecar co-investment structure whose primary objective is to increase Tarpon's exposure to selected invested companies. All these vehicles are managed with our ultimate goal of having flexibility to go after the best investment opportunities available. We have the highest alignment between our proprietary capital and that of our LPs. We are long-term oriented, We invest with our philosophy of concentration, and we create partnership-like relationships with our portfolio companies, working hand-in-hand with them in order to generate value. Now, I'd like to move on to page 6. As indicated in the chart at the top of the page, our AUM amounted to $8.1 billion as of September 30, 2012, a 30% increase when compared to the same period in 2011, and a 15% increase when compared to the second quarter of 2012. The chart at the bottom indicates the breakdown of AUM growth by performance and net inflows. During the quarter, performance contributed to $675 million AUM increase. The AUM growth in connection with net subscriptions was $363 million. Now, I would like to move to page 7. In the chart at the left-hand side of the page, we present the AUM breakdown by investment strategy. As you can see, the AUM allocated to the portfolio fund strategy amounted to $6.7 billion, while $1.4 billion was allocated to co-investment strategy. In the chart at the right-hand side, we can see the AUM breakdown by public and private equity. As of September 30th, Tarpon's exposure to public equities corresponded to 89% of our invested capital, while private equity investments corresponded to 11%. Moving on to page 8, we'll talk about the fund's performance. During the third quarter, Tarpon's long-only equity strategy posted returns of 8.2% in reais and 7.4% in dollars. Since launch, the accumulated annualized returns for the strategy were 31% in reais and 29.2% in dollars. The portfolio fund hybrid strategy posted net returns of 7.5% in reais and 7.7% in US dollar during the quarter. Since launch, the strategy posted accumulated annualized returns of 8.6% in reais and 22.5% in US dollars. It is important to note that the returns of the portfolio fund hybrid strategy in Brazilian reais only started to be measured as of October 26, 2011, when this strategy was started. We also want to highlight that we do not follow any stock market index as a performance benchmark. However, for illustrative purposes, during the quarter, the Ibovespa and IBX indexes posted returns of 8.87% and 5.81% respectively, both in reais. Now I'd like to move ahead to page 9, where we will discuss our financial highlights. On this page, we present our operating revenues. As seen on the top left chart, management fees are charged on the Tarpon fund on a monthly or quarterly basis, calculated over the amount of capital called. During this quarter, gross revenues related to management fees amounted to $21 million, the year-over-year increase. In results, reflect the AUM increase, a growth of 29% over third quarter 2011, and a decrease of 2% over 2012. Now, regarding performance fees revenues, during this quarter, we collected performance fees totaling 591,000 reais, an increase of 289% when compared to the same quarter of 2011, and a decrease of 95% when compared to the second quarter of 2012. Just to remember, these fees are allocated based on performance of the funds when a certain hurdle rate is surpassed, and are charged on distinguishing dates of the year depending on the characteristics of the funds. In addition, as of September 30, 2012, the uncollected potential performance fees amounted to $3.2 million. This amount is based on the net assets of the funds that were above high water mark as of such date, amounting to 26.3% of our total AUM. It is important to make clear, however, that we cannot guarantee that this potential amount will be owed to Tarpon at any future date. The amount presented may differ substantially from the actual realized amount. Lastly, on the bottom right chart of the page, we see the performance fee payment schedule. This chart is a result of the collection date contracted from the different vehicles we manage. For illustrative purposes, in this quarter of the year, Tarpon collected performance on investment vehicles that account for 9% of our total AUM. It is important to highlight that each of our funds have their own performance fee payment schedule, and for the newly started Tarpon Partners, for example, such schedule is a biannual performance fee payment period starting in June 2013 and going onwards between 2015-2017. Now, moving to page 10, total gross operating revenues amounted to $21.6 million and net revenue amounted to $21 million. Operating expenses amounted to $9 million and an operating margin in the third quarter of 2012 of 57% calculated over net revenues. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find the operating expenses segregated by recurring and non-recurring expenses. The recurring portion of our expenses is comprised of general, administrative, and payroll expenses. The year-over-year increase is mainly due to increased headcount and costs related to personnel, costs associated with our New York office, and costs related to monitoring of our portfolio companies. As of September 30, 2012, the non-recurring operating expenses amounted to $1.4 million. That amount includes provision for our stock option plan with no cash impact in our company. Now, if we move to page 11, we can see the net income for the quarter. In the third quarter of 2012, our net income amounted to $8.1 million, and for the 9 months of the year, our net income amounted to $32.2 million. Now, I'd like to thank everyone for listening in, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the questions and answers section. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Please wait when we collect the questions. Our first question comes from John from Equinox. You may proceed.
Hi, a couple of questions. Can you just go over when did the Tarpon Partners Fund launch? And this is new capital, and how much? I just wasn't able to hear that, and I can't get on the site for some reason.
Sure. First, the Tarpon Partners was started in the middle of September of this year. We had a small Tarpon Partners version in Brazilian reais, but it was very small, and then the big launch of the Tarpon Partners with the new terms and with the new liquidity was started on September 10th of this year. Regarding capital, the total fund comprises 2.5 billion reais in capital, of which 20% is new capital and 80% is capital that has migrated from other funds within Tarpon.
I see. So that's the 500 and change of gross commitments. That's the new capital for this fund.
That's exactly right.
And why do you need a separate vehicle from the hybrid fund? I mean, it sounds like you have the ability to do these sorts of investments in the hybrid fund also. So why does this vehicle need to be set up separately?
The vehicle is a different vehicle. It basically has more flexibility to do private equity and illiquid investments. It has a broader definition of illiquid investments. And moreover, it has different liquidity terms. So it has a three-year rolling lockup for investors in this fund. So basically, it's a different vehicle. It's a little bit of a different profile for another type of investor.
I see. Can you just give us some color on what you're doing on the investment side? So any, you know, opportunities you're seeing or any changes you've made recently in the portfolio?
Sure. I will try to talk less about this as in general we don't comment the investments that we make given the fact that we're on boards of many companies. But just to give you a brief overview, there hasn't been much changes in the portfolio from what we have been doing in the recent period. The largest positions that we've had have remained the same, and there have been nothing major happening on the portfolio front with regards to the way that we see things. And we continue seeing good opportunities both in public equities and in private equities. And in terms of opportunities, we always look at new investments, but as well as in being able to deploy capital in the current companies that we invest. So this is always something very important, that even with new capital, many times we're able to increase the positions in the companies that we currently own without having to make any new investments. And by doing that, we we can increase our level of influence, in those companies, which is always something that we seek and that we see as beneficial.
Are you pursuing opportunities outside of Brazil, or are you now just focused on Brazil?
We have the ability to pursue opportunities outside of Brazil, but our history has been to be mainly focused in Brazil. We're open to any type of opportunities. So it's more dependent on the opportunity set than on anything else. However, we're very focused in Brazil.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the question and answer section. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Rafael Sonder for any closing remarks.
I'd like to thank everyone for listening in, and I'll be happy to answer more questions if you have. Thank you.
Thank you. This does conclude today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time and have a nice day.